very well attended conference. Weather was gorgeous. It was a good conference. I'm very glad that we attended.
A local borough official is named to a regional leadership position. And after pleading not guilty to a crime here, the Little Sam and Carmax First Nations chief says he's staying chief. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up ahead. Haines Mayor Jan Hill was appointed to the board of the Southeast Conference, an association of communities that supports economic, community, and environmental activities. The announcement came at the gathering of the conference in Petersburg last week, when more than 200 people met for 3 days to talk about issues like transportation, health, education, timber, tourism, and energy. Hill reviewed the conference at this week's assembly meeting.
This meeting seemed to be particularly interesting. We had one whole day of energy issues, and all the presenters were very knowledgeable and brought very good information forward. A lot of discussion about different hydro projects that are going on in Southeast. Some of the interties that are going to make affordable energy available to some of the smaller communities and the villages in Southeast Alaska are very exciting. People will have affordable power with these projects when they come online.
Hill is the new first vice president on the executive committee of three. Her term is 3 years. Haines manager Mark Ernest also attended Southeast Conference, as did Skagway manager Tom Smith and other Skagway attendees. Again, Haines Mayor Jan Hill.
The other majority of the discussion was around transportation, which is why Southeast Conference was started. There was a recognized need for transportation in Southeast Alaska, and several mayors and elected officials got together, created Southeast Conference, which then brought our ferry system online. And so then we had a lot of transportation issues were discussed also. Improved ferry service, the Alaska class ferries were huge items for discussion.
Mike Korsmo of Skagway is a council member and past president of Southeast Conference. Robert Venables of Haines is the group's energy coordinator. The annual meeting was held in Haines last year when Senator Mark Begich and Governor Sean Parnell spoke to guests.
We also had a part of a day for candidates forum. So we heard from several of the candidates running for office, but very interesting to hear these candidates speak. And that's the size conference that I think Haines could attract. And as a matter of fact, last year's Southeast Conference was here in town. So very well attended conference. Weather was gorgeous. It was a good conference. I'm very glad that we attended. I was very happy that our manager was able to attend. This was actually the first function conference meetings that we had been able to attend together since he had come on board because of his accident. So it was nice to have Mr. Ernest there, and he knew a lot of people, and I knew people, and I think that we connected very well to make sure that we both knew all the same people. So it was a very good conference.
Eddie Skookum, chief of the Yukon's Little Sam and Carmax First Nation, says he's determined to keep his position following his guilty plea to reckless endangerment in Alaska. The 56-year-old Skookum was charged on July 4th with felony assault and impaired driving after his girlfriend was found bleeding and unconscious at a Haines motel. Those charges were dismissed earlier this month as part of a plea bargain during a trial in which the victim chose not to testify. The agreement left Skookum with a misdemeanor charge that will not be on a criminal record. Skookum told CBC News that he's confident members of the Carmax-based First Nation will allow him to stay as chief despite the controversy, saying, quote, "I'm pretty sure we're allowed to make mistakes once in our lifetime. After all, we're only human, and I'm not no robot," end quote. However, some counselors have called the incident a disgrace and requested that Skookum resign. The First Nation's constitution calls for its leaders to be free of drugs and alcohol, and Skookum has admitted that he was drunk at the time of the assault. But the constitution also allows leaders to continue in their roles if they're going through treatment, which is part of Skookum's plea agreement. He said, quote, "There's a glitch in the constitution saying that if I'm actively receiving treatment, I can do that. But I really don't need to, I don't think. I have too much support back home," end quote. A special General Assembly of the Little Salmon Carmax First Nation next month will address Skookum's position. As of Thursday afternoon, the moose count was up to 12 bulls. That's 4 spike forks, 3 with 3 brow tines, 3 with racks 50 inches or greater, and 2 sublegal moose. The most recent check-in was a bull with a rack over 50 inches and with 3 brow tines.
More internet disruptions in Yukon have company experts looking at ways to minimize problems. One of those solutions involves a fiber optic cable to Skagway. Northwestel, internet and phone provider in Yukon, says the most recent disruption occurred when a geotechnical contracting firm severed an underground cable while boring test holes in British Columbia. Company spokesperson Ann Kennedy says ideas for potential solutions are elaborate and costly. Quote, some of the options would include fiber optic cable to Skagway, for example, and then linking in with the American undersea cable that goes down to Seattle, or up the Alaska Highway north and connecting to Alaska, end quote. She added that either of those options could cost upwards of $20 million and would require some government assistance for completion. Things look like they're shaping up for the cross-country team in Haines this season. Right now, the Glacier Bears are preparing for what coaches are calling the most important meet of the season, where they will be competing regionally in hopes of making it to the state meet.
We've had 3 meets, and now we're going to our most important meet of the year, the regional meet, where we try to qualify to go to the state meet.
Coach Liam Cassidy thinks that the team has a good chance of making state and is working hard with his team to prepare for the competition.
There's nothing's for certain going to this weekend, that's for sure. But we do know that both the boys and the girls have a really legitimate shot of qualifying for state.
The team going to the regional meet this weekend consists of 7 boys and 6 girls from Haines. The regional meet will be held this Saturday at Totem Park in Sitka. Cassidy says that competing against Sitka will be no easy task.
The Sitka boys and girls team are really tough, and they both have deep teams. So that's a challenge. You know, our boys have been getting closer to Sitka all year. That's the challenge, is to catch them.
The outcome of the Juno competition, which was last weekend, placed the Glacier Bears teams closely to Sitka's.
Okay, well, among 3A teams, the boys were second to Sitka, and the girls were third behind Sitka and Craig.
Cassidy says that it is always the team's goal to make it to the state competition.
That's our goal every year, really, is just to get both teams to state.
The Skagway Panthers cross-country team is currently en route to Sitka for the regional meet and was not available for an interview. Reporting for KHNS, this is Katie Hicks.
Drama debate and forensics teams finally flexed their skills in a meet last weekend after practicing since the first day of school. 17 kids make up the Glacier Bears team this year, and coaches are assistant coaches Tim Shields, Iris Kemp, and Karen Meisner. Gershon Cohen is the head coach. He accompanied the team to Sitka for their first meet last weekend.
It went surprisingly well. We did not have almost half the team with us, and the kids who went with us to Sitka were all of the younger kids primarily. We only had 3 kids go to Sitka who had any experience at a previous DDF tournament. So it was the youngest team that I've ever traveled with in the 9 years that I've been involved with the program. And frankly, I was half expecting half of them to have a tough time, because it can be a very intimidating experience. But the kids did amazingly well.
One of the debate teams, made up of 2 new debaters, won 4 out of 5 matches and almost made it to the final debate. 2 other new debate teams scored some wins among their matches, too.
That's really a great start for the kids, because they were up against juniors and seniors, you know, 3rd and 4th year debaters from Juno, Ketchikan, Sitka, and other schools. There were actually 8 schools at the meet.
Cohen says the team members are competing in all categories this year, In the debate category, the competitors work on topics created by the National Forensics League or from Southeast Alaska debate coaches.
We go around and around and vet all the language to make sure that it's fair, that, you know, an argument can be presented that can represent both sides, because, of course, the kids never know in the debate which side they're going to get, right? When they go into the debate round, it's literally a coin flip to tell them whether or not they're going to have to argue in favor of the resolution or against the resolution. So they have to be fully prepared with evidence to argue both sides. And so what we do in the debate practices is we put the resolution up on the board and we just start talking about it. We break it down. We talk about all the terms, what the different terms can mean, what we think there, you know, might be good approaches from the affirmative point of view or from the negative point of view. And then we work on it really as a team.
Skagway DDF has not begun competing yet, but is expected to attend the Haynes-hosted meet October 22nd to 24th. This is Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. If you have an idea for a news story, just send an email to news@khns.org.